Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel. A document could serve two purposes. Number one, it could serve the purpose of recording testimony that a transaction happened between two people, or it could actually affect a transaction itself. For example, like a bill of divorce. The handing over of the document is what causes the divorce. Because there's such deep consequences for these types of documents being prepared, they could only be prepared with consent of one or two of the people or parties involved. In the next two Mishnayot, we'll talk about these different documents and who needs to give consent to prepare them and who has to pay to have them prepared. Mishnah says, Kotvin get la'ish afal pi she'en ishto imo. You're allowed to write a divorce document, a get, for a man to give to his wife, even if his wife is not with him. The sofer who's writing the get and has witnesses sign on it that it's valid has to just have the husband there. He could complete the divorce without his wife and then use it on his wife. The reason is, on a deoraita biblical level, a man is allowed to divorce his wife against her will. It's not her involvement here to decide if she wants to get divorced or not. So we don't look for her consent whatsoever. V'hashover la'isha, a receipt that a woman has prepared that states that she got paid her ketubah, and then she hands over this receipt to her husband once it's paid off, is called a shover. A woman is allowed to prepare that on her own. Afal pi she'en ba'ala ima, even if her husband is not with her. The document simply states that the woman is not owed her ketubah anymore. So she's writing that. She has to give consent. She has a sofer write that. She has to give consent for it. And when she's paid, she hands it over to her husband. The husband doesn't have to consent to it because it doesn't do anything bad for him. It's just it's only beneficial that he has this document written and he's going to receive it when he pays the ketubah. It's her responsibility to guard that document, because if the husband gets his hands on it without having paid her, then he would not have to pay her because he has proof that he paid her. He would illegally. It's against the halacha, but he's violating the moral code of what he has to do. He really owes her the money, klapesh mayan, in the eyes of the shamayim. But legally, he could claim that he paid her out already by having that shover in his hands. But she has to consent to it. But all of these, both of these things, there's another condition that comes with it. Ubilvad sheyehe makiran. All of this is only possible if both the sofer and the edim are familiar with both of the parties involved, the husband and the wife. The husband could have a get written in advance and have the sofer and the witnesses, the edim, write it only without his wife present, only if they know his name and they know his wife's name. The reason being, we're concerned that a man would have a get written to hand off to another woman, and she's going to now, and there would be fraudulent names in there. For example, let's say Reuven really approaches the Bet Din and they don't know who he is. And he tells them, please write a get for Shimon to divorce Leah. And they think that he's Shimon and they think his wife is Leah. But in reality, he takes this get and he hands it to another woman named Leah. And she uses it against her husband, Shimon, claiming that she was divorced. When in reality, it's a fraudulent claim and her husband never gave her the bill of divorce. And she's using this bill that she has to claim that he did divorce her. So therefore, all of this is possible only if the sofer and the witnesses recognize and know both parties involved and know that they're married. Same thing with the ketubah, the shover receipt, that a ketubah payment was paid. It could only be written by a sofer without the husband present if he knows the woman's name and her husband's name. Otherwise, we're concerned that she's going to give it to another man. That other man's going to say, look, I paid my wife's ketubah, and it's going to have his wife's name on it. It's all going to be the wrong information. So all of this is only allowed if the sofer knows both parties' names, but otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to do this. The husband has to pay for the sofer, for both the writing of the get and for the writing of the receipt, for the shover. He has to pay the writing of the get because he's opting in to divorce his wife. And also the receipt he has to pay for, because it's written for his benefit to show that he already paid the ketubah, so his wife is not going to try and collect it more than once. Now we'll talk about loan documents. Mishnah continues, Kotvin shtar lelove, afal pi she'en malve imo. You're allowed to write a loan document for the borrower, even if the lender is not with him. The document says that the borrower owes money to the lender. It has the potential to cause a loss only to the borrower, so therefore you have to have his consent, and it could be written even if the lender is not around. This type of document would be written by the borrower because he's doing this before the whole loan is made, before everything is settled. He would walk over with this document, with everything prepared, to the lender, and he'd try and make a situation where he would borrow money and he would hand over this document to the lender for proof. But you're not allowed to prepare a loan document for the lender unless the borrower is with him, because the lender, he may not have followed through with lending the money to the borrower. So therefore, he could use this document to claim he lent out money, but in reality, he never did. So you have to have the consent over there of the borrower, because the borrower is the one who needs to confirm that he actually borrowed the money. The borrower is the one who has to pay for this loan document. The loan is written for his benefit to make sure that he has the ability to obtain the loan. So therefore, he has to be the one who pays for it, even though in reality, the lender is the one who's going to use it at the end of the day to get repaid his loan. But the main benefit here is from the borrower, because he would have never had the ability to borrow money without this type of document. The last type of document in the Mishnah is going to talk about is a bill of sale. Kotvin shtad lamocher, af al pi she'en lokeach imo. He allowed to write a sale document for the seller, even though the buyer is not with him. The seller is the one who would lose if this document was taken by somebody else. So he wants to write that it's being sold to somebody else. He's allowed to do that. He could have the bill of sale prepared before the sale is made to hand over to the buyer. And it's his job to make sure that the buyer doesn't take this bill of sale before the money is transferred over. You're not allowed to write the sale document for the buyer unless the seller is with him. The buyer, if you wrote it for him, could take this type of document and claim that he bought property that he never actually bought. The buyer is the one who pays the sofed for the bill of sale. He's considered to be the one who benefits more from the sale. He's the one who wants the item very badly, and therefore he is the one who has to be willing to pay for the sofed.